USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
Worst showing since late August. So that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
But if we don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests, we are not going to get there. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day.
Parler will likely remain offline after a judge says she's not interested in moving quickly in its case against Amazon Web Services. Parler is suing Amazon for a breach of its contract. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More guest hosts are being announced on a popular game show.
A larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would be a guest host on the show. Producers announcing Wednesday that journalist Katie Couric, actress Mayim Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also draw guest host duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, his first episodes airing this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy has died in Las Vegas.
Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the famed entertainment duo Siegfried and Roy, has died.
The first rule of magic is never reveal your secrets. Tonight, we're gonna break that rule and tell you our biggest secret.
The legendary performers changed the face of the Las Vegas Strip with their impressive illusions and white tiger taming acts in a career that spanned 50 years. Fischbacher's partner, Roy Horn, died in May after suffering from complications of COVID-19 at the age of 75. Funeral services for Fischbacher will be private, with plans for a public memorial in the future. Siegfried Fischbacher died Wednesday in Las Vegas from pancreatic cancer at the age of 81. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.